Okay, folks, we are back on the Lynn Woolley Show. It's nice to have you with us. If you're just tuning in, I've got a little bout here with laryngitis. We're working our way through it as best we can, but we missed 2 days. Can't miss anymore, so we're back in the saddle and moving forward as if everything were normal. 1-866-895-6442 is the telephone number, and we're joined now by Lloyd Chapman, who is president of the American Small Business League at www.asbl.com. The American Small Business League has decided to come out and endorse a presidential candidate. Mr. Chapman, welcome to the program.
Lynn, thanks for having me on your show.
All right, you should be the host today, I think, based on the voice situation, but we're persevering and trying to get through it. All right, what is the American Small Business League, first of all?
Well, the American Small Business League is an organization that was established to represent the interest of small businesses, primarily companies with under 100 employees, and focused a lot on companies that work with the federal government and prime contractors.
Is it a lobbying organization?
Yeah, we go up and talk to Congress about 2 or 3 times a year and try to get legislation passed that benefits small businesses around the country.
All right. Well, Republicans, the Republican Party in general, usually is the party that is more business-oriented and is the party that supports a business, including small business. So I would imagine you're coming out for the Republican, right?
Well, you know, I used to be a Republican, and then I started a small business and started finding out that Republican Party wasn't quite as small business friendly as I thought. In fact, I used to be a big Ronald Reagan fan, and I found out that Ronald Reagan tried to close the Small Business Administration and end all federal programs for small businesses in 1984, 1985. So now I guess I'm really more of an independent.
I'm a Ronald Reagan Republican myself, and I'd like to end federal programs for just about everything.
Well, you know, I think that you have to look at the fact that 98% of all American companies have less than 100 employees, and they employ about 56% of the nation's population.
Why do they need programs from the federal government? I mean, just go out there and do your work.
Well, you know, it's kind of like saying, why do people need, you know, the military? Why do we need somebody to maintain the roads and things like that? Small businesses are the backbone of our nation's economy, and if you're going to have programs for anybody, you know, I would think you want to have programs for small businesses.
Well, should we then stop the programs for the farmers and just move the farm subsidies over to small business?
No, I wouldn't say that, but the issue that I really work on, Lynn, is the fact that I don't think that the federal government should give small business contracts to Fortune 500 corporations. So I think small business programs should be for small businesses, not for, you know, people like Lockheed and Boeing and Halliburton.
Yeah, well, it's kind of an affirmative action program for small business. Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's a good way of saying it. But another way I look at it is it's a federal law. So, you know, once a law has been passed by Congress or signed by the president, I think, you know, the discussion on that is, you know, kind of over. But that law was passed in 1953, and the law says a fair portion of the total value of all federal contracts and subcontracts should go to small businesses. I think it's a good idea. It's basically an economic stimulus package. And in the last, 7 years or so, the Bush administration has seen fit to give small business contracts to literally the biggest companies in the world, not just Fortune 500 corporations in America, but we've seen some of the biggest companies in England and France and Holland getting hundreds of millions of U.S. government small business contracts.
Okay, so these contracts then are set aside by federal law for small business.
That's correct.
All right, and the Bush administration has what, given them to their big corporate buddies?
Yeah, in fact,
like Halliburton?
Yes. In fact, a lot of people find this hard to believe, you know, that that's happening, but there have been, at this point in time, about 15 investigations around 14 by the federal government itself, and then some by independent organizations. And I think the most objective organization would be the SBA's own Office of Inspector General. And in 2005, they issued 3 reports. One report was called Report 515, and that report said the diversion of federal small business contracts to big companies was one of the biggest problems facing the government today. So it's about $100 billion a year that we're talking about that's supposed to go to small businesses all around the country.
Well, but just small businesses are small businesses that are owned by women or by Native Americans or by black folks or Hispanic folks. I mean, the government has to jump through a lot of hoops to be politically correct, right?
Well, I wouldn't say politically correct. It's
well, affirmative action.
Yeah, well, it's the law. Again, it's a federal law. Federal law says that 5% of all government contracts should go to minorities and 5% to women. Mm. In fact, a law was passed 7 years ago that said that 5% of all federal contracts should be set aside for woman-owned firms, and the Bush administration has refused to implement
that
program.
That absolutely is the screwiest law we've ever had. Do you know how many people have small businesses and put that business in their wife's name so they can get those contracts?
You know, I'm sure that it happens.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it happens, too, like every 5 minutes.
Yeah, here's something that I think about. Let's just look at America. America is half women, it's half men.
Mm.
And anyone that objects to 5% of contracts going to women, you know, you have to realize that means the men get 95%. So if you're opposed to women getting 5% of government contracts, that means you think, well, I think men should get 100% of all
what,
contracts.
I tell you what, Lloyd, we still haven't said who you're supporting for president, but we'll come back after the break, and I'll tell you who I oppose getting contracts from the government in any case, and we'll do that, and we'll find out who is Lloyd Chapman supporting for president right after this.
Don't wait another minute. Get on the phone now and call the Lynn Woolley Show at 1-866-89-LOGIC. That's 1-866-89-7246.